Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and before we get started with today's episode, I do want to apologize for not putting up any new videos. Only reason why I haven't yet is I've been looking at whether or not I'm able to. I noticed that the clips that I got from archive.org, which is all the free public domain videos and audio and everything that I get, comes from there. They had the encore recorded, so it looks like someone actually recorded these from their TV and put them online as public domain. I don't know if it's because the episode is public domain, but I don't know whether or not being recorded from encore, there's anything that, you know, limits the legality of it. So all those fails, I'll have them all up by this week. I've got them all edited for you guys. I just need to put them up. So I do want to apologize for that. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, December 30th, 1951, and the title is The Dead of Winter. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Greatest Name in Serials presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Dead of Winter. Wranglers, you know, times are changing. Used to be when you wanted an after-school or before-bedtime snack, you raided the icebox. Now, when anybody's hankering for a tasty between-meal snack, they're likely to head right for that package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops on the kitchen shelf. Kellogg's Sugar Pops sure make a swell snack, right out of the box. Or enjoy them for breakfast with just a little milk or cream. You don't need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Have Mom get a package of Kellogg's Sugar Pops next time she shops. New Year's Eve at the little sagebrush town of Thompson Corners always called for a big celebration. From miles around, the ranchers and their calico-covered wives, the cowhands and their chosen girls fought their way over snow-covered roads to the big dance at Community Hall. In the winter of 75, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his fun-loving deputy Jingles got to town just in time to be invited. At the Trail Rest Hotel, they were getting all spruced up for the party.
You say this is going to be a right fancy wing-ding, Bill?
It should be, Jingles. Thompson Corner goes all out New Year's Eve.
Well, it'll sure be a treat to have some fun instead of all the trouble we've been having.
You're right there, partner.
Ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, Bill, help!
Hold it, Jingles.
Bill, now, hand me that towel quick. I got soap in my eyes.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Seems to me you'd have learned how to wash your face by now.
Well, it'll be all right if I didn't have to use soap. Sure stings.
Well, you got to look right for the party.
Hey, now don't you worry about that. I'm going to be decked out like a dude going to court. Look at the new pink silk shirt I got down at the general store.
Don't figure that's a little flashy, do you, partner?
Flashy? Well, now, I don't reckon so. It's a good deep shade of pink.
Looks more like red to me. Oh. Better keep out of the pastures around here. That shirt will draw more bulls than a fall roundup.
Oh, now, who's afraid of bulls? How do I look?
Like sunset on a summer evening. Come on, let's get down to the party.
Yeah. Look out, ladies. Here I come.
Well, Jingles, here we are. How do you like it?
Like it? Oh, man, look at all the pretty girls. Stand back, boys, and give me room.
Easy does it, partner. Uh-oh, looks like you're about to be took.
Wild Bill Hickok, and you must be Jingle.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Violet Cuddly. We all heard you were coming to the party. And now that you're here, Jingles, I want the first dance with you.
Oh, well, now, miss, I ain't much of a dancer.
Good luck, Jingles.
Oh, Bill, don't leave me now.
Violet, where you been? I've been looking for you to claim this dance with you.
Well, it'll have to be the next one, Krusty. I'm dancing this one with Jingles.
Who?
Oh, that's right. You don't know these gentlemen. Krusty Colt, shake hands with U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
Howdy, Colton.
And Jingles is deputy. That's me. Howdy.
Well, gents, this is a real pleasure.
Mr. Colton's one of the two biggest cattlemen in these parts.
Well, who's the other one?
Ted Brewer. Uh-oh, here he comes now.
That low-down varmint is always trying to steal Violet away from me.
Krusty, you old gopher, I thought I told you to keep away from Violet. She's my girl.
Well, I ought to have something to say about that.
I have. I got plenty to say about it, Brewer. Violet's going to marry me.
Jingles, it looks like we better mosey on.
Yeah, Bill, I ain't looking to break up no romance.
Oh, now, Ted, you quit your picking at Krusty. Stop a minute and meet Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, his deputy.
Howdy, Brewer.
Yeah, howdy.
Howdy, gents. Come on, Violet, I'm at him.
Get away from her, Brewer.
Oh, come on, Colton. Get out of my way.
Why, you can't shove me around.
Easy, Jim.
I've told you before, Colton. Now, you darn little barn rat, I'm going to stretch your ears out and tie them in a knot.
Oh, stop him, Mr. Hickok. Ted will kill Krusty.
All right, Brewer, back off. That's enough.
You keep out of this, Hickok. None of your business.
Then I reckon I'll have to make it my business.
Bill, outside!
A shot!
Yeah, I heard it, partner.
Guess some of the boys raising cane for New Year's Eve.
No, if that was cowboys around the town, there'd be more shots. Juan sounds like trouble. Let's go.
It's so dark out here.
Hey, wait a minute. Over there. See him?
A man. He's fallen in the snow.
Must be hurt, Bill. Lying awful still.
He's got a gun in his hand.
Hey, Jingles, help me turn him over. Easy now.
Krusty, look. That's your foreman, Curly Drake.
Wranglers, if you've ever tried some Kellogg sugar corn pops, you know how swell tasting they are. That you find out with your first spoonful or first handful. And it doesn't take long for you to find out how popular they are with the whole family. That you'll know when you see how fast that package of Kellogg sugar corn pops disappears. Yes, sir, moms love pops, kids love pops, pops love pops. But you know moms like to know how good things are for you, as well as how good they taste. So be sure to tell your mom this. Every average bowlful of Kellogg's sugar corn pops supplies the full minimum daily adult requirements of that important vitamin, that sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. So enjoy your Kellogg's sugar corn pops often, as a cereal or as a snack, and know that you're getting your vitamin D, too. Have Mom look for the packages with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, attending the New Year's dance at Thompson Corners, were involved in a lover's quarrel between Miss Violet Cuddly and her two suitors, Krusty Colton and Ted Brewer. Then, a thundering shot from outside sent them running out to find Curly Drake, Krusty's foreman, face down in the snow with a bullet hole in his shoulder.
On that cart, Jingles. Easy with him now. Beginning to come around. Tear open that shirt, Jingles.
Yeah, who could have shot him? Must be trouble in my herd.
Krusty, you say he's your foreman?
That's right. Foreman of my winter range up in Porcupine Valley, about 10 miles northeast of here.
Oh, Krusty. Krusty, you got trouble, boss.
What happened, Curly? Who shot you?
It started 2 days ago. Three of my outriders disappeared. Red, Shorty, and Pete. Then Rusty was shot.
Dead?
Yeah. Then the next night, last night, they came after me. Got me in an ambush, run off my horse, and left me for dead, too.
Who were they, Curly? Did you see them?
No, boss. They struck at night. Couldn't see hide nor hair of them. Just shatters. But they're out to get you, sure. And if them cattle get thirsty, you won't have a steer left by tomorrow night.
Well, what's getting thirsty got to do with it?
It'll start to drift.
You got a frozen lake near your winter range, Krusty?
Yeah, right at the bottom of the valley. If them critters head down there for a drink, they'll walk right out onto the ice.
Then when the herd weight breaks the ice, they'll fall through and drown.
Nothing can stop them. When cattle start to drift, either running from a storm or hunting water or food, nothing short of killing will stop them.
Mister, you have got trouble.
Oh, Krusty, can't you do anything?
If I don't, I'll be wiped out. I gotta have help and plenty of it.
You've got it, Mr. Colton.
Oh, now let's think this over, Bill. It's awful cold out there.
You mean you'll help me, Hickok?
We sure will, Krusty. Night-crawling varmints that go shooting honest men are asking for trouble.
You said it, Bill. When we get through with them night-crawling varmints, they'll be making enough New Year's resolution to last them a lifetime. Yes, sir, re-bouncer. All right, Bill, I guess we're all ready to go.
Wait a minute, Jingles. Hey, Brewer.
Yeah, Hickok? What you want with me?
I don't think we've got enough men here, Brewer. I want you to go round up some of your men from your ranch.
What? I can't spare any men to help that weasel Colton.
Why, you low-down roadrunner, I've got a mind
Hold
to
Hold it, Jingles. Brewer, when a man's herd's in danger, it's up to everybody to help him save it.
And if you don't help, Krusty, we might just figure you had something to do with all this trouble, see?
All right, Hickok. I guess you're right at that. I might be needing some help myself one of these days. But I ain't through with Colton. And Violet's gonna marry me yet.
All right, men, let's ride. We've got a rough job ahead of us. Hi, Buckshot.
Jerk, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! This is the longest 10 miles I ever rode.
Stay with it, partner. It's getting daylight over in the east.
Yeah, but it's getting colder, too.
That means more danger to Krusty's cattle.
How much farther, Krusty?
When we top that rise, we can see down into the valley.
Looks like everybody's ready to give us a welcome.
Yeah, the cattle ain't the only ones in danger.
Right on, men. Go after them, shoot.
Doggone those bushwhackers, they sure give us the slip clean as a scalded hog.
And we still didn't get a look at them.
We better forget them for now. From what I see down in the valley, it looks like we've all got work cut out for us.
It's worse than I thought, Hickok. Look at them. Must be a third of them cows already lying down in the snow.
Only one thing to do. Curly?
Yeah, Mr. Hickok?
How you making it?
I'm doing okay.
Good. You take half the men and start them tailing up those cows. Get them all off their feet before they freeze.
Right.
What are we going to do, Bill?
Start running up the main herd and running them to shelter. If this wind gets them, they'll start to drift.
Bill, look. It may be too late.
Where, Krusty? What do you see?
That's the main herd at the lower end of the valley. They already started to drift.
Yeah.
And they're headed for the lake. They'll never stop till the last one of them's drowned.
Don't give up yet, Krusty. Maybe we can turn them.
Turn them? Turn a drifting herd, Bill? You're crazy. No man alive's ever been able to do that, and many a dead one's tried it.
Well, we'll give it one more try, partner. There's got to be a first time. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Jump, Joker. Bill's gone loco, but we got to stay with him. Ha, ha, ha!
All right, pull up here.
Bill, you ain't gonna try and turn them cows.
Bill, you can't do it. That lead steer's as big as an elephant and meaner than sin. Why, he'll kill anything that gets in his way.
We'll see about that, Jingles. You and the rest of the men be ready. If I can turn that big steer, we can drive the herd up in the shoulder of those trees.
It's too big a chance, Bill. I can't let you do it.
Well, you can't stop me from trying, Krusty. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Jingles, that's a mighty fine red shirt you got under your coat.
Yes, sir. It's real pretty, ain't it?
And it's a real red, too.
Yeah. Now, what are you getting at, Bill Hickok?
Take it off, Jingles.
Take it off? Oh, now, Bill, it's brand new.
That big steer might just go for that red shirt. Now, hurry it up, Jingles. That's it.
No jumping icebergs, Bill. I'm freezing.
Here, give it to me. Thanks. Now, put your coat back on.
Bill, you're loco.
Maybe, Krusty. You just be ready. Come on, Buckshot.
Hi, hi.
Jump, Joker. Oh,
stay out of the way, Jingles.
Now you turn, devil! One of us has got to change his mind.
Bill, come back here!
Hi, yeah! Get over there! Head for the hills, you stubborn critter!
Come back, Bill! You'll never do it!
That's it. Get back. How do you like this red shirt? Come on. Come and get me.
Bill, he's turning. He's following you.
All right, Dingoes, get after him. Give him all you got. Everybody.
Come on, man. Let's drive that herd to shelter.
You did it, Bill. That critter sure did ruin my pretty pink shirt.
Hickok, I never saw the beat. I wouldn't have give a plug nickel for your life when you tackled that loco steer.
You gotta be lucky once in a while, Krusty.
Uh-oh, here comes Curly. Wonder what's up.
How you coming, Curly?
Whoa, Ruckus. We got about half of Mr. Hickok, but I can use some more help.
Looks like you'll get plenty, Curly. Here comes Ted Brewer and a bunch of men.
Hold up, men.
You got here just in time, Brewer.
I thought I was a little late. Saw you turn that herd, Hickok. I gotta admit, that's the greatest thing I ever watched.
Well, it's a good thing you brought some men. Curly here needs more help tailing up. Got a lot of cows down and about to freeze.
All right, boys, go with Curly. I'll be along in a minute.
Well, Bill, now that the herd's under control, don't you reckon it's time to think about a little unfinished business?
Yeah, Jingles, I reckon it is.
What's he talking about, Hickok? Unfinished business?
A little matter of who shot Curly and killed Rusty.
And made three other outriders of yours disappear.
And who wants your herd to freeze and wipe you out.
Who it could be beats me.
You going looking for him, Hickok?
Yep, no time like the present.
Well, then Krusty and I'll go along with you.
Sometimes Jingles and I work better alone. Come on, Jingles. Looks like we've got a job picking up a cold trail.
Cold is right, but if we ever catch up with those murdering warthogs, they're going to figure it's hot enough to be the middle of July.
Then let's go. Hi, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker! This is only the beginning! Ho, ho, ho!
Ready, Charlie?
Ready.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Happy New Year, Wranglers! Yes, sir, Wranglers, we won't be seeing you now until 1953. Oh, by the way, Panhandle, what are you going to be doing tonight to welcome in the new year?
Well, Charlie, most of us cowpokes plan on sitting around the campfire and singing some songs. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of us have out our boxes of Kellogg's sugar corn pops and have a little snack.
Say, that sounds like a mighty good way to start the year. And that's something you Wranglers listening can join in on. You may not be able to sit around the campfire, but you might have a fireplace. And even if you don't, it's fun just sitting around with your friends munching on Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Those golden nuggets of carefully pre-sweetened corn sure make swell snacks. And they're swell for breakfast, too. So be sure to have Mom get a package for the festivities tonight. Have her look for the packages with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops.
With Krusty Colton's herd under control and Curly busy getting the rest of the cows on their feet, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles leave Krusty and Ted Brewer to watch the herd and ride off in search of the mysterious cause of all the trouble.
Bill, you act like you knew right where you were going. You got any idea who's behind Krusty's misfortune?
No, Jingles, or at least I'm not sure, but we got to start someplace.
Oh, that's right, but where are we starting?
I figure it this way. If I was the one trying to ruin Krusty Colton's herd, I'd want to get up high over the valley.
Huh, so you could see what was going on all the time, huh?
So we start looking around high ground circling the valley.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, look. Isn't that a line cabin?
Looks like it.
Question is, whose is it?
Yeah, doesn't seem to be anybody there.
Well, we hope.
No horses, no smoke out of that chimney.
Want to look it over? Good view of the valley from here.
Yeah, leave the horses here in the trees.
Whoa, Joker. Horse tracks all around, Bill.
Yeah, woo, but shut stand, boy. All right, Jingles, let's see what's inside.
Better have that pair of six irons ready just in case.
Yep, it's a line cabin, all right. Been occupied lately, too.
Yeah, sure have. Hey, Bill, look at the gear.
And plenty of food. This might be the end of the trail.
Enough to feed a roundup. Coffee, beans, salt pork, canned tomatoes. Say, Bill, why don't we just stay a spell?
That's just what you're going to do, partner.
Me? What are you using me to bait a trap for now, Bill?
A pack of killers. Listen closely and I'll tell you how we're going to catch them.
Partner, round and round, pockets full of rocks and holding them down. Ducks in the river, going to the ford. Coffee and a little rag sugar in the gourd. Oh, here they come. Oh, a little more sauce and a little more gravy. Once and a half and swing your baby. Well, howdy, gents. Come right in. Coffee's hot and sourdough's a-cooking and...
What are you doing here, mister?
Me? Well, I just stopped in to take advantage of your hospitality.
Yeah? Well, we don't figure you're very welcome, stranger.
Oh, now that's no way to act when I just made a pot of hot java for you. Here, get a cup and I'll pour you some.
Quiet, boys. We'll do our own pouring, mister.
Hey, Foggy. I just remembered. You know what that Jasper is?
Who, me?
No, never seen him.
Oh, that's good. Coffee?
That's Jingles, Wild Bill Hickok's deputy marshal.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it is, huh? Well, now, that's right interesting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And what are you doing, spying on us, Mr. Jingles?
Spying? Oh, now, I wasn't spying, I was... Yeah, I was just making coffee.
Let him have it, Mac.
Right here.
All right, take him outside then, but make it fast.
Come on, Nosy. You and me's going sniper.
No, I don't want to go.
Get out there, or I'll let you have it right here.
Hey, what's going on here, Foggy? Who's... Jingles.
Well, howdy, Mr. Brewer.
We didn't know he was here, boss.
You empty-headed, slack-jawed saddle bums.
Have some coffee, Mr. Brewer?
No, I won't have some coffee.
I was afraid of that.
Foggy. Mac, take that big fat elephant out and kill him. Hide the body. Bury it in the snow. They can find him in the spring. Go on, shoot him. Shoot him now.
Okay, boss.
All right, hold it where you are.
Hickok.
Yeah, Brewer. I thought you'd show up sooner or later.
Oh, how'd you know it was him that was after Krusty, Bill?
Because he was a big cattle man, too, Jingles. Krusty's cattle weren't stolen, so it had to be somebody who just wanted Krusty ruined, but didn't need the cattle.
You'll never get me, Hickok. Jump him, Mac.
Come on, Mister. Oh, that's just a sample, Brewer. Want to try some?
Get his gun, Jingles. Tried to beat Krusty the easy way, didn't you, Brewer?
Now, the rest of you gents, reach for some mistletoe up there. Something tells me you're all going to decorate a tree when the judge gets through with you. Well, now, this is right fine. But how come you're having another dance tonight?
Why, Jingles, you're just being modest. You broke up the dance on New Year's Eve, chasing out to help Krusty. So we're having this one to do honor to you and Wild Bill here.
Hey, Bill, did you hear that?
Yeah, Jingles, it's right nice of the folks.
Nice? Nothing. We could never do enough to repay you two for helping me with the herd, let alone running that coyote Ted Brewer to the ground.
That's right, Bill. Come on, Jingles. You never did dance with me.
Oh, now, no, man. No. And if you'll excuse me, I won't. I figure Krusty's had enough trouble with his romance as it is. And, well, now that he's got you hog-tied and no competition, I don't figure to be a homewrecker. Let's go, Bill.
Okay, Jingles, but haven't you forgotten something?
Me forget? No, sir, Bill. I'm just like an elephant. I never forget a thing. You know, I was just getting ready to say, well, that is, well, I was going to, Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say.
Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year!
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, it's the end of another year, but we'll be back with you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy. And from all of us to all of you, a happy, happy New Year! See you later.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the picture of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of a bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think sugar pops are great, huh, Andy?
You bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Mary Lansing, Clayton Post, Ken Christie, Frank Gerstle, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in Jingles Settles Down.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack. 10 assorted packages, 10 boxes back to back, are all included in this Kellogg's All-Star Pack.
Yes, 10 individual boxes, 10 assorted cereals in every Kellogg's Variety Pack. Get one today.
Get a fresh, fresh start with a fresh, fresh box from Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.